Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled The Christian First Aid Kit was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, when we built this previous building, I bought the building for $3.2 million that our ministry is currently in, but there was only 10,000 square feet that was finished out. The rest was 110,000 square foot of just open warehouse space. And so we had to build it out and finish it out, and it was going to be $3.2 million to develop it and make it so that our school and offices would fit in it. And when I bought the building, they told me that the construction loan to do the other was available and that we'd have it within a week. Well, we bought the building in December, and 9 months later, they were still saying, well, next week, next week, next week. We hadn't gotten the money, and we were just stymied, and our ministry was really needing the new facilities. And so then they came to me and they said, well, let's start the whole process over. Let's get a new appraisal. It's been so long. Let's just start the whole thing over. And all I could see was 9 more months of saying next week, next week. And I finally said, something's wrong. And I said, God, I need a word. I need to know what's going on. So I took the scriptures that talk about when you pray in tongues, your spirit prays. 1 Corinthians 14:14. Your spirit is praying, and it's the spirit part that has the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16, you have the mind of Christ. Colossians 3:10, be renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him in your new man. And I knew it was my spirit. In my spirit, I have the mind of Christ. 1 John 2:20. You have the mind of Christ. That's not something that's out there that you can appropriate and ask for. You've already got it. But it's not in your brain. It's in your spirit. In your spirit, you know all things. So in my spirit, I knew I had perfect knowledge. I just needed to get it out into the physical. So I went home and I started praying in tongues. And I said, Father, I'm going to pray in tongues, because 1 Corinthians 14:14, when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. 1 Corinthians 14:13 says, when I pray in tongues, pray also that I interpret. And so I said, I'm going to speak the hidden wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 14:2, when you're speaking in tongues, you are speaking the hidden wisdom of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2:6 combination with 1 Corinthians 14:2 and 4. And I said, I'm going to be speaking forth the hidden wisdom of God, and I pray that I interpret. And so I started praying in tongues. I've got this trail that I walk, and I wasn't any further than from here to the back of this auditorium praying in tongues and saying, oh God, give me wisdom. Show me what to do. And by the time I got that far asking God to interpret it, he brought back to me a prophecy that was given to me that says, for this building, you are not going to need a bank. You already have a bank. And I thought, what was that? And it went on, the prophecy went on to say, your partners are your bank. And your partners will supply all of this money, and you'll be able to build that thing out debt free. That had been over a year before, and I got busy trying to locate the building and do things, and I just honestly forgot, because I wasn't dependent upon the Holy Spirit the way I should. And when we got into this situation, I said, God, give me an answer. Show me what to do. I prayed in tongues, said, give me an interpretation. Boom, the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance, John 14:26, a prophecy, told me my partners were the bank, spoke to me. Now, this was a big decision, because at the rate we had been saving money, I decided not to take out a loan, and I was just going to trust my partners to do it. At the rate the money had come in, I sat down and figured it out. It'd take over 100 years for us to get $3.2 million. That was not good. And I thought about it, and plus, we had just expanded. We had nearly doubled our television expense, so our expense had doubled. And here I was believing for $3.2 million extra without taking out a loan. I was just going to trust my partners to do it. And yet, at the rate money had been coming in, could take 100 years. If it took 100 years to finish out this facility, it would have killed the ministry. It would have destroyed us. And yet, I'm really convicted. The Lord says that a man of integrity will swear to his own hurt and change not. If I said I'm not going to do it in debt, then If somebody came to me the next day and offered me all of the money I need, I wouldn't have taken it because if I say that I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So I knew it was an important decision, and even though I felt like God just spoke to me and I interpreted that tongues and knew what to do, I prayed about it for a couple of weeks before I really committed myself to it because I wasn't going to do it lightly. And I finally came in. I told David, I said, I believe this is what God wants us to do, and we are not going to take out a loan. If somebody offers me all of the money I need tomorrow, I won't take it. Guess what happened? The next day, a bank that we had been dealing with says, you need more than 3.2. You need $4 million. We're ready to give you $4 million. And I said, too late. Already got it. Wouldn't accept it. And I just believe that was a word from God. And did you know in 14 months from that time, we had that finished and moved into debt-free. Turned out to be one of the best things that we ever did. And you know how that happened? By praying in tongues, flipping the switch, letting the Holy Spirit speak to me. You can pray in tongues and interpret your tongue. That's not just for the church assembly. I admit that the number one use of 1 Corinthians 14 is talking about how tongues, the gift of speaking in tongues, should operate in a church assembly. But Paul also said things in 1 Corinthians 14 like, I speak in tongues more than you all, more than everyone added together. And yet he said in the church, I'd rather speak 5 words with my understanding than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. So it wasn't in the church that he did all of this. He was also talking about tongues, how it operates in our private life. And so it's not limited to that. Yes, if there is a message in the church, it needs to be interpreted. But you can also, if you pray in tongues, you can pray that you interpret it. And this wisdom that your spirit is speaking, the part of you that has the mind of Christ, you can interpret it. God can speak through you and tell you things. This is how I get a tremendous amount of revelation. I pray in tongues a lot and ask God to interpret. And God supernaturally shows me things. He gives me creative ideas. He gives me ways of doing things that wouldn't happen otherwise. This building that we were talking about, the property and stuff, the Lord started in the early part of 2009, and as I prayed in tongues, I just had an expectancy that, man, it's time to grow again. Something's going to happen. The Lord was showing me things to come. I prayed in tongues and believed, and then I had a meeting with Oral Roberts that, like, lit my fuse and helped me. I came back, and as I prayed in tongues, things just started happening. I thought it could have taken a year or two, and within a week, we had come to the conclusion, and God had done this, and things just worked supernaturally. But the Holy Spirit was an important part of all of that, and praying in tongues. You know, when I first experienced this was over in Arlington, Texas, when I first got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I would just spend 2, 3, 4 hours a day praying in tongues. And back then, I was still in the Baptist church. They were telling me that everything was of the devil, that it was demon tongues, and I was having to fight thoughts that this is just me, or worse, the devil. And yet I knew it was God, and I just had to keep my finger on the scriptures that says, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. And I just forced myself. That's the reason I was praying in tongues hours a day, was to stand in faith and overcome my doubt and unbelief about it. And I was praying in tongues, And anyway, I was praying in tongues one day for a couple of hours at my house over in Arlington, and a guy knocked on the door and came to the door. And when I opened the door, it was a guy that I used to go to church with in the previous Baptist church, and he was standing there and he was crying, and he didn't even say hi. I hadn't seen him in 4 years. He didn't say hi. He didn't do anything. He just walked in and sat down and started crying and just like pouring out all of his problems and telling me everything that was happening. And my first thought when I saw that was, oh man, here's a guy that needs help. I could have been doing something constructive instead. I've been speaking in this gibberish. It was my doubts coming up. And then my next thought was, how would I have known to pray for this guy? Hadn't seen him in 4 years. And the Lord spoke to me and he says, this is what you've been praying about for 2 hours. And I was still in the Baptist church. It was real new to me operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But when I saw that, faith rose, and I just stopped him in mid-sentence. And I said, let me tell you what's going on. And I started telling him what had happened to him and what was going on. And this guy, like I said, hadn't seen me in 4 years. He had never heard of the Holy Spirit, and it scared him. But he knew it was God. And I mean, this man got totally delivered and set free. And through that, I realized, you know what? I was praying for this man. And I began to start realizing that when I would walk and just pray in tongues, you have to do something with your mind. It's not your mind praying when you're praying in tongues. It's your spirit. And so your mind's got to do something. It can't just be switched off, contrary to what some people look like. Your mind is always working. And if you're praying in tongues, if it's truly tongues, your brain's not doing it. So what do you do with your mind? Either your mind's going to be wandering, looking at the lights, looking at the trees, the color of something, thinking about what you're going to have for lunch, or you have to stay your mind on the Lord to really couple it with praying in tongues. And so I would start praying with my understanding while I was praying in tongues. And I'd just spend a couple of hours praying with my understanding mentally while I was speaking in tongues. And I started learning that I would be praying, and all of a sudden, people that I hadn't seen in months, years, people that I hadn't thought of, never would have thought of, would come to my mind. And I'd start praying and interceding for them. And then within 24 hours, I'd see that person. And this happened so many times, even my lightning fast mind began to figure out that, you know, there's something going on here. And when I was praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit was making intercession through me and praying for people. And I began to recognize that God will show you things to come. God will give you revelation. And I pray in tongues a lot. And brothers and sisters, I'm just saying that this is one of the keys. Jesus emphasized this more during these three chapters, talking to his disciples the night before his crucifixion, than anything else that he talked about. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is one of the most powerful things you can possibly have. And sad to say, some people had it. They received it. They got a little goosebump. They got an excitement. It gave them a confidence that they got it. And once they got it, they hadn't used it since.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled The Christian First Aid Kit. This six-part series was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1070C for CD or R3213D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RSK20C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to encourage you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with us. Many of you have listened to me on the radio for decades, and you've received a lot of good things. And you know what? I'm glad to share the Word of God that has changed my life, but it costs money to be on radio. And I'd just like to encourage you that if you have been blessed, to consider being a blessing. We give our materials away. We encourage people to give, but we say it's for a donation of any amount, or many times we just give things away free. We couldn't do that without partners. So I encourage you to consider becoming a partner with the Gospel Truth. Please call today at 719-635-1111 and become a partner today.